You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Yes, today is Sunday, September the 4th, and we're right in the middle of the Labor Day weekend, aren't we? And thank you for listening to my podcast yesterday about starting the weekend off with an earthquake. Today is, I'm talking about a movie that Julie and I went to see last night, and it's called Ben-Hur. And let me just get right into it because normally I do a podcast about movies on Saturday because I was raised on watching television and they had a special show, I believe at NBC, on every Saturday night called Saturday Night at the Movies. And so I started a podcast series about that. And I don't always talk about movies on Saturday, but this time I am. But I'm releasing this on Sunday. So bear with me. And I'm going to give you a quick review of the movie Ben-Hur. So Julie and I went to see this movie at the Warren Theater. It's Ben-Hur of 2016. We bought our supper in the diner and took it with us to the screening room, which is screening room number 6. And have I told you about the screening room before? I'm not sure. I can't remember. The screening room at the Warren is a theater that's much like all the other theaters that are in there. It's a stadium-style seating. But it has less chairs. Let me describe that for you. The chairs are recliners, and they're heated, and you can get really comfortable in these chairs. And it has a tray table to hold your food, cup holders everywhere. It's just amazing, and I love the heat function. It can warm up your bottom or your back, and it's just nice. It's amazing. It really is. Now, the price was $14 a piece, but it's worth it, I promise you, because you're able to relax, recline, and have plenty of leg room for anybody passing in front of you. Also, the person next to you is in a large recliner. And so guess what? You're not touching elbows. You're not fighting for that elbow rest, you know, the arm rest. You're not fighting for that. And you can just enjoy and relax and enjoy the whole movie reclined after your meal. And it's just great. It's a great environment. So I really like not touching my neighbor when I'm at the theater. Also, the digital image and the digital sound is always amazing at the Warren Theater. Okay, let's get into Ben-Hur. We went to see Ben-Hur, and this remake is the effort of Roma Downey and her husband, Mark Burnett. You might know those names. If not, look them up, and you will remember Roma was in Touched by an Angel, and Mark was a producer of what? The Amazing Race and so many other things. There are other producers as well, a whole slew of them. But if you want to get all the details for this, go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, and I have a link there to IMDb, Internet, what is that called? Internet Movie Database, something like that. And so go there, and I have a link to their website, and it talks about this movie in detail. It stars Mr. Jack Houston, Mr. Toby Kebbell, if that's how you say his name, and Mr. Morgan Freeman, and many others. I love Morgan Freeman. He's got these dreadlocks. Just a great look for Morgan Freeman. And he plays an African, noble, Bedouin-type guy that travels around betting on other people's situations, races, and horses, and different things. Just an interesting character he was. Okay, this movie's based on the novel by Mr. Lew Wallace. He was born in 1827, died in 1905. He wrote this novel called Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. It was turned into a play, produced on Broadway, and later filmed several times. But the most notable one, besides the one I'm talking about today, the most notable one was the one in 1959 starring Mr. Charlton Heston. After seeing this movie, I really want to go back and see the one with Charlton Heston. You know, it's been so long since I've seen that, and I'm sure it's been on TV many, many times. I've just avoided it, I guess, skipped it. But I remember growing up, and I remember the chariot scene. I remember Jesus giving him some water, him giving Jesus some water. I remember his mother and sister have leprosy. I remember that. Again, the Chariot Race was really good with Charlton Heston. But this movie, guys, this is one of the better ones ever produced by Roma and her husband, Mark. You know, I think they worked on Noah. And I really was disappointed in Noah. Although it was very epic, it's very sensational. I didn't like the storyline. I didn't like the plot. Very too far away from the Holy Bible that I'm used to reading. I'm sure it might have picked up elements from other cultures and stuff, but it just didn't do me what I wanted it to do. And so this was more true, I think, to the novel and to the movie produced in 1959. I love Chariot Race in this one. Of course, you know, with modern technology, you can do things that you just can't do in 1959. This Chariot Race is part of that. They do some great racing in this chariot thing. And you've got to see this movie on the big screen. I think you'll enjoy it more than on your, you know, 40-inch TV, 60-inch TVs you got at home. I think you'll enjoy it on the big screen. Please go see it. Okay, I really like Morgan Freeman's character. I mentioned that. And I understood the storyline a whole lot better, maybe because I'm older, maybe because I was paying attention since I paid so much for that seat I was sitting in. But I highly recommend you seeing this on the big screen if you can, because there is just something about being there and seeing these larger-than-life figures up on the screen. If not, I tell you what, be sure to check the DVD when it comes out. You will really like this movie. You know, my son told me today, he says, Dad, you know, it's been kind of panned by the critics. You know, I don't listen to critics. I don't, because sometimes they're wrong, and sometimes they just don't get it. Sometimes they don't get it that you and I like entertainment. And sometimes our choices for entertainment don't necessarily have to be Academy Award categories, and they don't have to be, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek caliber of production with all the digital artists and stuff. But maybe we just like good entertainment. And that's what I found with Ben-Hur, as Julie and I went to see it. Now, this movie does bring out the character of the Christ, but it doesn't do a preachy version of it. I've seen preachy versions of Christian movies and stuff. This is not preachy at all. It talks about love. It talks about loving your neighbors, yourself, and different things like that. And it does show the crucifixion. And it's a very good way they do it. It's just a touching way that they do it. But it's part of the whole thing makes sense if you see what I'm talking about. When you see it in its entirety. One of the most vivid, and besides the chariot race, the part I really liked was when Judah Ben-Hur was on the, he was sent to the galley to be an oarsman for the Roman, you know, ships. And he was there 5 years and just, you know, moving that oar every day for these people. He bulked up and got really strong. Anyway, the fight scene they have a big fight scene against the Greeks, or somebody attacked them. It is a really good time, and Judah and her almost drowns, and so it's just real exciting. Okay, so the music, the scenery, it was filmed in Italy, and everything about this makes for a great movie. So I really highly recommend to you, and my friend, dear friend Janice went to see it a week or two ago and recommended it to me, and I think everybody should see this. If you can, go see Ben-Hur, and this has been a review of Ben-Hur, version 2016, and this is Saturday Night at the Movies. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.